Penguin Random House Audio presents Red, White, Blue by Lee Carpenter. Read for you by John Lindstrom and Katie McLean. The structure of the difficulty begins to disclose itself. We cannot construct an explanation. We do not know which of our facts are bricks and which are papier-mâché painted to look like bricks. We can only watch the way the bricks are handled. It is painful, nonetheless, to relinquish one's hope for a narrative, to admit that the study of the CIA may not lead to the exposure of facts so much as to the epistemology of facts. We will not get the goods so quickly as we will learn how to construct a model which will tell us why we cannot get the goods. Norman Mailer, A Harlot High and Low.
Grace. Grace. She had inherited it, though it can be learned. She was, some might say, born for public life. She was also born temperamentally disposed against it, against even the occasional party. She found parties both stressful and boring. Not many things qualify as at once stressful and boring. Taxes. Waiting. As a child, she was the envy of other mothers who interpreted her reserve as manners. As a girl, she was the one who shared her Halloween candy with strangers. And at Princeton, she distinguished herself by studying Chinese. Her father said it was essential to understand the world. And Russian. Her mother said it was essential to read the novels. She also distinguished herself by moving off campus with a senior when she was a